Well, today, November 21st, is a beautiful feast day of our Blessed Mother. The feast day of the presentation of Mary in the temple. This feast day goes all the way back to the 6th century in the East, to the 11th century in the West, and it became a universal feast day in the 16th century. It is based upon the tradition that Our Lady was presented in the temple by her parents, St. Anne and Joachim, when she was 3 years old, almost as a boarding school where Our Lady would spend the next 12 years. This is found in the ancient writing, the Proto-Evangelium of James, called the Gospel of James. Even though the Gospel of James is not inspired, it's not part of the canon of sacred scripture, even though it's not part of the Bible, we can learn a few historical facts. For example, the names of Mary's parents are found there, and the Church says, yes, that is accurate, that her parents were named Anne and Joachim, and that as a young girl, they had dedicated her to God, and she was raised in the temple. She was taught, according to tradition, by Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. We know that our Blessed Mother, as a young girl, as a baby, was a great blessing from God for Anne and Joachim. Tradition tells us that they were an elderly couple, long past childbearing age. They had prayed for a child for years and years, and God heard their prayer and gave them a little girl. And this girl would become the mother of the Lord. We know that Anne, the Blessed Mother's mother, became the shrine of the Immaculate Conception, because Our Lady's Immaculate Conception took place within Anne's womb. So Anne and Joachim conceived this child in the normal way, and yet at the moment of that conception, the Lord intervened and did not allow the stain of original sin to touch Mary's body. At the moment of her conception, she was preserved from being tainted by original sin in the womb of Saint Anne, her mother. So St. Anne gave birth to Our Lady. They were so filled with rejoicing. Our Lady was then, at the age of 3, according to this tradition, presented in the temple. And that's what we celebrate today. And there for the next 12 years, she learned the sacred scripture. She learned how to read and write and developed an even closer relationship with the Lord. This beautiful feast day, according to some of the writers, says that this feast day means that even from the beginning of Mary's life, she was dedicated to God, that she herself became a greater temple than any made by human hands. God came to dwell in her in a marvelous manner and sanctified her for her unique role in God's saving work. So Our Lady spending 12 years being raised in the temple is a beautiful image of how she would become God's temple, the living temple of God. And it reminds us, too, that all of us are called to become temples of God and dwelling places of the Lord. And there's a beautiful prayer written way back in about the 600s by St. Germanus on this feast day. And I'll end with this beautiful prayer honoring Our Lady on this feast day. Hail, Holy Throne of God, Divine Sanctuary, House of Glory. You are the jewel most fair, the chosen treasure house of God, the mercy seat for the whole world, heaven showing forth the glory of God. You are the purest Virgin, worthy of all praise, sanctuary dedicated to God and raised above all human condition. You are the virgin soil, the unplowed field, the flourishing vine, the fountain pouring out waters, the virgin bearing a child, the mother without knowing man, the hidden treasure of innocence, the ornament of sanctity. By your most acceptable prayers, strong with the authority of motherhood, to our Lord and God, Creator of all, your Son, who was born of you without a father, steer the ship of the church and bring it to a quiet harbor. So we ask our Blessed Mother today on her special feast day of the presentation to intercede for us and for all our special intentions.